his report.
Thank you. The first item we have is the Delaware Agriculture Lands Preservation Program request, and we have received a request from the Delaware Agriculture Lands Preservation Foundation for funding for this fiscal year. In the past, the county has collaborated with the state agency to purchase development rights for Sussex County land, or from Sussex County landowners. As just to give you a little background on the process, the Preservation Foundation solicits bids each year from interested landowners throughout the state for the purchase of development rights. When the state purchases the development rights, then that land cannot be developed in the future. It can, of course, be farmed or left as open space, and they do have a very restrictive process to go through if there is a change in that. The state is asking whether or not the county would again like to participate with this program, and if so, approximately at what level of funding. At a later date in the spring, they would come back to us with the list of properties and ask for our specific, a definite contribution. In the past, the county has contributed $2,061,000, preserving 2,471 acres as directly as part of this program with the Ag Preservation Group. As of now, we do have funds set aside in the budget for open space, and these monies can be used for the purchase of development rights through this program or, of course, through the purchase of open space directly. Again, the land trust, the Sussex County Land Trust, who has a representative here also, has recommended that the county council fund this program at approximately $900,000 this year to purchase development rights, which is the same amount that the council approved last year, last May, for development rights, which is a transaction that actually did not end up occurring. The state foundation is requesting, again, that we participate in a program, and they are asking it just to get an idea at what level the council thinks they would like to participate. But again, in the spring, they'll come back with a specific list of properties for the council to review, and then that's when you technically make the final decision. So we have Mr. Mike McGrath from the Delaware Ag Preservation Foundation. I don't know if he'd like to say a few words. And we also have Mr. Dennis Forney from the Land Trust, Sussex County Land Trust. So go, come on up, Mr. McGrath.
Come on down, guys.
Good morning. Mr. President, members of council, thank you for affording me the opportunity to come here today and for your consideration of our request for continued partnership with Sussex County on the preservation of our disappearing farmland in the state of Delaware. I might just give you a brief update on where we stand in terms of our past efforts, not only with your funding, but also funding coming through Sussex County from the Sussex Land Trust, as well as state and federal funds over the years that we've applied to the preservation of farmland. Currently, of what we call ag districts, which are at least 10-year agreements to keep land as it is. That's what we call an agricultural preservation district, which is the starting point for all land in our program. In Sussex County, there are 392 farms encompassing 51,500 acres approximately that have been approved as ag districts to date. Now, of that number, moving on to the second level, owners, again, that are willing and desire to permanently preserve their farmland that are already in ag districts. In Sussex County, to date, we've concluded 178 of those permanent easements, encompassing almost 28,000 acres of farmland at a total cost payments to landowners approaching $53 million. Over the past several years, Sussex County, in fact, I would note that Sussex County was the first county to participate as a partner with state preservation efforts. We've spent nearly $8 million in county funds throughout Delaware from the three counties to assist in preserving these farms. To give you an idea of where we stand now on requests that we have from landowners in hand, and I'll just give you a brief view of where we are exactly in that process. We currently in the process of we're in the process of completing the appraisals and negotiating with the landowners on 58 farms in Sussex County, encompassing a little more than 7,000 acres, which we currently estimate the value of those development rights, in other words, just to purchase permanent easements on those farms, is something over $79 million. So you can see that the interest in landowners remains high, and in fact, I would tell you that in the current real estate market situation that, as you're well aware of, is in difficulty, we have had one of the largest sign-up periods in our history in the past year to 18 months. So there is continued strong landowner interest in preserving farmland. Looking ahead to the future, for the period that was just concluded on December 31st, for example, we had 15 new applications in Sussex County during calendar year 2008 to be appraised in the next round. So interest, again, remains high. What we're currently doing is finishing up the last few appraisals of some 140 appraisals we did statewide for land that was interested in permanent preservation. Those appraisals will go out, if they have not already gone out, very shortly to those landowners. Landowners get an opportunity to review that appraisal, which establishes a full fair market value for their development rights or the purchase of an easement on the farm. And then again, if it's their desire, they can come and meet with our attorneys over the next several weeks and make an offer that we will secure with an option. So they can decide, by law, we can't pay any more than 100% of that appraised value, but we can pay less if owners are willing to offer it for less. And in fact, in recent years, using this competitive process of making offers, at the last round, for example, we had an average discount from market value of 67%, roughly, or two-thirds, so that the owners we did conclude deals with, on average, were willing to sell their development rights for one-third of their market value. And so, for example, with those numbers I gave you, I always hasten to remind people that while we've spent $150 million in payments to landowners, landowners have contributed more than $150 million in the value of their land over the years in order to participate in this program. So in my view, we owe a lot to the farm landowners of Delaware who are eager to preserve their land and willing to sell those development rights at far below their market value. So that's where we stand today, and as Mr. Baker said, we're anxious to know from each of the three counties, and we're communicating with them. We've heard from Kent County. We'll soon be meeting with Newcastle County, similar to this meeting, and discussing with them. And to give us an idea so we can communicate with owners in each county what level of funding will be available to purchase their development rights and so that they can be knowledgeable about the money, in essence, that's on the table when they are making their bids and offers to us. Once that is done, our habit, as Mr. Baker said, is we will bring to you a list of all the eligible farms who have made offers in Sussex County, give you time to examine those based on your own priorities that the council has set in the past or may want to set, because our agreement with the counties has been that you may apply your own criteria to selection of these farms. We use discounting, but that's not the only way to select farms, and the counties are free under our agreements to choose as you see fit. Once those choices are made, then we will deal with the remainder of the farms on the whole throughout the state, including those remaining in Sussex County, and we will apply our criteria, which is a discount, to choose the farms which we will then also conclude deals with. Once that's done, we have a survey done to establish the exact size of the property, which we only do after we have a valid offer. And then we would communicate with the county as to the amount that would be paid to the owners. And our habit in the past has been is that we We advanced that money, and once the deals are concluded and we've signed closing documents with owners, then we would request payment from the county government for the exact amount. And as Mr. Baker said, only when you choose farms are you actually committed to an exact amount of money. But we are looking, hopefully, for some idea of what your budget would allow you to contribute to.
Mr. McGrath, before you are seated, can I ask that you maybe entertain some thoughts or questions from
sure,
the council?
Sure, absolutely.
Ms. Deaver, if you have anything.
Yeah, if I understand it, money into this program comes from the Sussex County Land Trust, the state, the federal, and as well as the counties. Is that correct?
It has in the past come from all those sources. In the case of the Sussex Land Trust, because our statutory directions in the bond bill from the General Assembly give us the authority to conclude agreements with each of the three counties, those funds essentially come through the county government.
So it's not coming directly from the land trust, but from the county is what
you're
saying.
Right.
Through the land trust, is that how it works or not?
Okay, again.
How does the land trust get involved in that?
The Sussex County Land Trust usually makes some agreement with the county, I suppose. Okay. I'm not really privy to how that's done. Mm-hmm. But then the funding that we get, ultimately, whether it's private funds plus the public funds, which you control, comes through the county government so that we essentially get a check from the county government.
This may be a good opportunity if Mr. Baker would like to explain that process.
For Susan.
Yes, it is my understanding, I think maybe Mr. Forney could address this a little later, is that the Sussex County Land Trust has $300,000 of its own funds from donations and fundraisers and whatnot that they would like to contribute as well. So what they are recommending is $900,000 in county funds plus $300,000 in land trust contributions in this particular case. And I think in the past, the land trust definitely has contributed to certain open space properties that we've cooperated with them of funds that they've raised.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but that's not for the farmland preservation, or is it? Farmland preservation also preserves open space and forest land, if I understand correctly, or not?
Open space, I'm not sure about forest land. Is there forest? There's a separate state forest land program that we haven't been involved
with. It's all farmland, is it?
Well, I mean, here's under our statutory authorities, mm-hmm. We're preserving, first of all, it's important to know, entire farms. Mm-hmm. Which includes many times, I mean, most of the forest land,
yes.
Wetlands,
yes.
Okay. Of the state of Delaware are in private ownership, and the vast majority of that is owned by farms.
Right.
So as we preserve, to give you an example, to date, we've preserved about 24% of all the land we've preserved is forested, mm-hmm. for example.
So not necessarily cropland.
Not necessarily mm-hmm. cropland, that's the key thing. But in each case, they do. We're required by law to verify that there are working farms mm-hmm. that are selling farm products at a certain level, based in the state requirements for what is a farm under the tax code. And, so these are working farms, but at the same time, there's wildlife habitat, forested areas, saltwater wetlands, as well as freshwater wetlands. There's a whole variety of land uses. But it's preserved as working farms, working forest lands. Now, Mr. Baker mentioned we do have another program, which is brand new, and we're currently working through those, which is forest land preservation. I can tell you the vast majority of those applications have come from Kent and Sussex County. And that is directed specifically at properties that are primarily forested. And in fact, the entirely forested, at least the part of them that we're going to be preserving with those monies. And that's $1 million we've received from the General Assembly to just focus on forest land. And by the way, along with what we're just talking about with private involvement with Sussex Land Trust, the Nature Conservancy has promised $500,000 additional funding in the forest land program. So we have been able to attract private sector funding for both of these programs.
And that is administered by whom? What group now? Is that
forest land?
Mm-hmm.
That's administered by the Ag Preservation Foundation as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we have
Livable Delaware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
right.
We're a creature of state government,
right.
A quasi-independent government agency.
Okay.
else, Ms. Diva? At this time?
Well,
if you think of something later,
knowing that we have a deficit here in the county, I don't know where the money's going to come from.
A very good point.
Somebody else, I'm sure, will pick up on that.
I'm sure they will.
If there's no objection, I'll allow discussion in the same order as the vote. Mr. Vincent?
No question.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Cole?
Yes. Does the state have any money?
We do. I mean,
How much are you guys, do you think will be in?
It looks right now with funds that are currently in the 09 capital budget plus some remaining funds, it might be close to $7 million in state funds.
Okay, because
that's below what we've had in the past, but still a significant amount of money.
Is that for this round, that $7 million?
That's
this
correct.
Round?
Mm-hmm.
To go throughout the three counties?
That's right. I will say that we also are, and it's a little bit inconclusive, I know, but we're at least in line for some federal funds. I can only report to you that with some of the machinations in Washington right now, that in a similar vein, I'm sure, we have not finalized the amount of money that we are going to receive from the federal government. It could be as much as $6 million additional dollars. So.
Another question would be, we have seen prices across the country, whether it's subdivisions or farmland, it's all just dropped. Mm-hmm. Are the appraisals reflecting that? Are you, in your opinion? I mean, who does these appraisals? Do you have in-house appraisals, or do you hire an outside firm?
We bid and hire an outside independent appraiser. Mm-hmm. That has considerable experience in these kinds of appraisals and all kinds of appraisals. Right. It's a firm. And I can tell you they have dropped.
Well, the dilemma is there's not much out there actually selling, so it's hard to really, figure where is the market. I mean, I don't know if anybody really knows.
As you know, appraisals are partly science and partly art. And but nonetheless, we have highly qualified appraisers that do this. And I can only tell you that appraisals have dropped significantly, and we anticipate they will continue to drop in the near future.
Mm-hmm. I share the same concerns. I think that if we know what the state has, and we know what I'm not sure, I'll have to ask Dennis what kind of funds the land trust appears to be having this going session, and then we'll look at our budget. But it's. It's everybody seems to be having problems. So.
No doubt.
Yeah, that's all.
I don't believe this is an agenda item that is going to be voted on in any fashion today. We appreciate you coming, and I'm sure the council will have further discussions before any decision is made. Mr. Baker, is there anything else on this topic?
Could we ask Dennis how much funding, maybe land trust, if he's aware?
Mr.
If you give us kind of a feel of where you guys think you'll be this year.
Mr. Ford.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. And Joan, welcome to the board.
Thank you.
Look forward
you
to
very
working
much.
With you on that.
This is a very, very popular program among my constituents, and so I'm looking forward to it. Serving
I think the land trust and the county enjoyed a great relationship over the last several years, and thousands, literally thousands of acres of Sussex have been preserved permanently as a result of this. The land trust, as Mr. Baker said earlier, voted to recommend to the county, and this is the way we work. We recommend to the county that they do these things. You all have the ultimate say. But we do have a certain amount of say, and that we said, let's do the same thing we did last year, and that is recommend that the county use $300,000 of funding that it had used in previous years as a straight agricultural preservation contribution. And then take $600,000 out of funds that have been allocated from previous percentages of county surpluses that have been set aside for ag preservation. That money, to my knowledge, has been put aside for this purpose. And $600,000, it doesn't take all that money, but take $300,000 out of a straight contribution by the county, $600,000 out of these allocated funds. That adds up to $900,000. And the land trust would kick in an additional $300,000 of privately raised funds from individuals, developers, and other landowners who understand the value to the future of the county of having a great amount of open space preserved. So in discussions with Mr. McGrath and discussions with everybody else and looking at the timing, We said, let's be as aggressive as we possibly can this year because we know the values are down and we have an opportunity to really ratchet up our overall holdings of permanently preserved open space. So, yes, the times are tough, but even in tough times, there are opportunities. And that's why we wanted to say, let's put another $300,000 in. So that's $1.2 million. If the state matches that, that's $2.4 million. If the feds match that, that gets us up to $3.6 million, which can really do some serious preservation in this round. We didn't do any last year. We missed an opportunity just because of political things that were going on in the state. We understand that. And that's why we said, let's come back this year with the same proposal, but let's be as aggressive as we can take an opportunity of this time. The last point that I would make is we do have an initiative, and I'll get this information to the new council members, called the Sussex County Grand Preservation Loop. And this is, it's a rationale for preserving open space that tries to connect pieces of open space with currently designated open space. Like, I can do it very quickly, going around the clock. Start at Prime Hook Refuge at 12 o'clock, Cape Henlopen State Park, Seashore State Park, Assawoman Wildlife Refuge, Fenwick Island State Park, the Great Cypress Swamp, Trap Pond State Park, into the Phillips Landing, and up the western side of the county, through Redden Forest, 13,000 acres, and then back again to 12 o'clock at the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge. And our goal for wildlife, habitat preservation, open space, and some rationale for selection is to have a loop that is contiguous, connecting all those lands using farm preservation, outright purchases, and things like that. So it's part of our rationale. But we feel, let's be as aggressive as we possibly can this year while we have a great opportunity. That's
Thank
it.
You. If there's Are there any questions, other questions for Beth?
Happy to answer those.
Thank you.
How quickly will you know the federal match? The new administration?
Will it be
definitive
to be honest
when you
with
come
you,
back
my,
in March?
I can only give you my... professional judgment, I guess, based on experience with that, is I believe that the situation we're in now is that, and not to make too light of it, the folks at the top that we're dealing with are cleaning out their desks right now, and we will probably be dealing mainly with the next administration. And so I wouldn't anticipate any finalization on these numbers until after the 20th of January at the earliest. And it could be a month or so past that before some of these issues are resolved. And in fact, Congress weighs in on this because some of this has to do with allocation of funds. And as you know, it's one thing to authorize money in Congress. It's another thing to appropriate it. And that's the stage we're at now is appropriation. Only a couple of federal departments have actually received their appropriations. The rest are on continuing resolutions. So we're likely to be a month or two away from that. Just in closing, Mr. Phillips, if I might close with this, two thoughts. Over the years, I know members of the council have been here before, have heard me say this and others, is that farmland and open space preservation are good ways to lower public costs in the future. And, that's a broad statement, but by protecting open space, protecting the farm, working farms and forests, we reduce the potential for future impacts from sprawl development and the costs that go along with that for all levels of government. And I would then secondly say that given the economic situation that we're going through now, at least to me, as trained as an economist at one years ago, but being involved with agriculture, is that in spite of the meltdown we see in many sectors of the American economy, there's one safe bet for the future. People will still eat. And so it always pays, in my view, to try and preserve our agricultural industry for the future. And I would suggest to you that the economic future of Sussex County will at least be stabilized, if not enhanced, by continuing commitment, as you've had in the past on this council, to the future of agriculture. So I thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. McGrath. If there are no other comments?
I was just wondering, you say you're buying development rights. There's no TDR program that I know of.
There's no regularly working program right. In the state. There's been a couple of transfers of development rights.
What happens to the development rights?
They don't.
It's a great question.
That's a good question.
We're not transferring anything.
Okay. All right.
But what we're...
Okay, I see what you're saying.
But to give you the legal answer, it's still a wise question, is what we do is we extinguish them. And attorneys can explain that to you, but instead of moving them or banking them, what a program like ours does, and they do all over the country, is they extinguish those development rights. They legally go away.
Failed in most places. They tried it.
Thank you, Mr. McGrath.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. Baker.
Careful on that one.
Yes.